Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. At the bottom of the hour, it's the Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the best to ever do it, Warren Moon, joining the show as he does every so often. So it'd be great to talk to him about a lot of the quarterback play going on in the NFL. And speaking of quarterback play, let's start there, Rob. After you inform the audience, the listening audience, of what this is and what they can do.
It is Trash Talking Tuesday here on The Odd Couple. In about 35, 40 minutes, you'll be able to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports, 877-99 on Fox to try to get in. We'll give you 30 or 40 seconds, and you know what? Have at it. We won't interrupt you. We won't stop you. If you want to trash Chris for believing in Tom Brady, that's okay. If you want to, like, trash me for getting too many great deals, getting too many great deals at the stores, you know, picking too many NFL games right, if you want to trash me for that, or, you know, eating too many chicken wings, I'll accept that as well.
Yeah. How's that? All right. Anyway, speaking of Tom Brady, you're right. I don't think he's looked nearly as bad as you say. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say he's been Russell Wilson, but he's been okay. It's the start of the season. It's a new offense, a new system, a new coach. The discipline with the organization clearly isn't what he's used to with Bill Belichick. Getting used to his receivers. Mike Evans was hampered in game one. They're 1-1. I believe they're going to get better as the season goes on. Don't give me this, what 43-year-old gets better? It don't get better. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
Yes. Is he going to come back next year at 44 better than he was this year? No. But during the course of a season,
you can improve.
You get more comfortable with the offense. You get more comfortable with your weapons, your receivers, all of that. So that's why I think they'll get better. So I'm fine with where Tom Brady is. I think, look, I'm not saying he's throwing the ball on a rope necessarily, but he's throwing the ball downfield. There's been no problem with that. He hadn't been underthrowing guys on 30-yard passes and things like that. Unlike Drew Brees, who basically doing handoffs, throwing the ball 4 yards? 4 yards? 4 yards on average? 5 yards? Come on, Rob Parker. That's your Super Bowl team. Stop it.
You know Tom Brady has been a thoroughly disappointment to the start of the season.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody built it up. Oh, look at all the weapons he has. Finally. Oh, my God. Yeah, last year, you know, all they've got to do is clean up the interceptions, and they're going to win all these games. And they went from 1,000,000-1 to 14-1 to get to the Super Bowl. Everybody's praising Tom Brady and all that. And, Gronk is a non-factor.
Exaggeration.
Shady McCoy, another old-timer, all these guys.
You mean the Shady that dropped that perfectly thrown touchdown pass?
Well, yeah, he's an old guy, Sunday. And that's what I was talking about. All I know is Tom Brady has been a turnover machine. Quiet down, Chris. He's been a turnover machine.
That aren't even factors. Gronk and LeShady McCoy.
He's been a turnover machine. Why don't you face it? That was the reason they got rid of Jameis Winston. Oh, that's why they didn't win. That's why they've gone 12 years. That's why they've gone 12 years without making the playoffs.
Really?
Tom Brady's thrown three interceptions.
Can
I talk? Turn his mic off. Alex, just turn it off. If he's not going to let me say what I have to say and stop interrupting me because he feels bad.
Kick some knowledge, dude.
That I'm kicking knowledge.
Stop with the gibberish.
I'm telling you, he's got 5 turnovers. He's a turnover machine. He's got more turnovers than a bakery in the first 2 games.
Carson Wentz has more than him.
I'm not talking about Carson Wentz.
You sure
Wentz.
Ain't.
I'm
you
talking
sure
about Tom Brady.
When's he going
to
get healthy?
Who you were afraid
win?
To bet a pair of Jordans because you don't believe in him. And Tom, the old Tom Brady has shown up, and so far, hasn't been close to what people thought he would be.
The old Tom Brady is the GOAT. I mean, what are you talking about?
No, the old. I'm talking about the old Tom Brady.
They'll take the old Tom Brady.
The guy who
gets
a discount at Denny's. That's the Tom Brady who showed
up. Like you?
I'm not playing quarterback. I gladly take my discount.
All right, look.
Add an extra biscuit if they're throwing
it. I am going to say this. As wrong as you are about Tom Brady, I might have been the first one on this for all I know. I was saying
hardly,
for months.
Hardly.
Who was before me? Give me
plenty
a name.
Of people.
Give me a name. Because every time we had an insider on, they were saying, nah, they don't want him. New England doesn't want him. Nobody wants him. I said, Cam Newton in New England would be great. It's a match made in heaven. I'm not saying Super Bowl, but they'll be a playoff team. They'll win that division. You better get off those Bills now. New England is better. They go in the CenturyLink Stadium up in Seattle, whatever it's called, in Seattle, and give those boys all they wanted. A yard away from beating them. And I'm going to say this, Rob Parker. I'm sure you'll agree with this. The New England Patriots this year are better off with Cam Newton than had they kept Tom Brady.
So that makes no sense. So you're saying
really?
Tom Brady.
Why yeah, didn't make sense?
Because you're telling me
tell
how great Tom Brady
sense.
Is, and now you're
I'm
saying
tell you why
New
it
England's
makes
better
sense.
with yeah. Cam Newton?
I'm going to tell you why it makes sense. I'm about to tell you. I'm glad you asked. I said all last year, at 43 years old, Tom Brady, while he still can be a good quarterback.
Double talk.
He's not good enough. And you know, I said this almost every week last year. He's no longer good enough to make mediocre players to carry them to great heights. And that's what, for the most part, New England has at the skill positions. Mediocre guys, for the most part. Edelman's, you know, obviously above that. But they got a bunch of nondescript skill players. And Brady can't work with that. So he's fine in Tampa because you got legitimate weapons that can help him out. But in New England, he needed help. And he knew it. And he was saying it all last year. Cam, at this stage of their careers, Cam is much better, much more equipped to make mediocre players better.
That's
he
why
can obviously
get into
run
the end zone
football.
At the 1 yard line.
He's throwing the ball with snap. And he's got a coaching staff that will cater the system to exactly what best fits him. So that they are in good hands with Cam Newton.
Talk about a prisoner of the moment. They're 1-1.
No,
one,
you can't use that.
They haven't set the
I
league
forbid
on fire.
You.
My goodness
I forbid
gracious.
You from ever using that term.
He wants to crown Cam
James
now.
James Harden. Because they're 1-1. Kawhi's the best player in the world.
And they choke, and they choke
the
down a game in Seattle.
Heck,
that
Anthony
they should have won.
Anthony Davis is the MVP of the Lakers.
I can't even
He's better
it.
Than Chamberlain. Jabbar, move over.
Alex, can you turn his mic off, please?
You are forbidden.
He
from
is so
using
annoying
that term
today.
Again.
Please.
Prisoner of the moment. You got a lot of nerve.
You talk out of both sides of your mouth. Tom Brady's
Me?
Great. Yeah, but
oh,
he's
Kawhi's
great. But
the best player
but
in the
New
world.
England,
he
but New England's better. But New England's better without him. I mean,
yes,
come on,
they
Chris.
Are. And I just gave give me an explanation.
It doesn't make
Stop
sense to me.
Stop with the stick and
it
give me some analysis.
Sense.
Can you do that?
I've done it all the time. That's how
do
I've been carrying
now.
The show
I'm
the last
I'm
2 years.
I'm
what are you talking about?
I'm quiet on my mic.
Yeah, be quiet. I don't even know what you're talking about. If Tom Brady could, his
Analysis,
whole rep,
please.
His whole rep is Tom Brady does more with less. And now all of a sudden,
he
can't do anything because he doesn't have anybody.
Can I get some real football? Or you just going to give
that.
Your little
stick. I just told you that.
Your little stick that you've been giving for 2 years.
Yeah, the stick that I've been right about Tom
really?
Brady.
You're
yeah,
only
like
two
when
in
he went to the Super Bowl
you
last year.
You said he
wouldn't
go
right.
to another Super Bowl 8 years ago.
And he was terrible in the Super Bowl.
You should be in Mexico right now.
He's been terrible. He's been terrible down in Tampa Bay.
Can't
you make excuse after excuse after excuse
you know it's
for
stick.
Tom Brady.
Give me
analysis. If this was Jameis Winston and he had 3 interceptions and 2 fumbles, you'd be crying bloody murder. See? He's a turnover machine. He's not that good. That's why Tampa can't win. And now you're acting like it's no big deal for Tom Brady to have 4 turnovers
you
in the first 2 games.
You acting like that for
games.
Carson Wentz.
No, I'm talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah, of course you are.
And this is what I told you,
and
Brady
has not turned
it over
that
like guy.
Winston. Who expected him to be that guy at 43? That's all you got? I asked for big-time analysis, and that's what I get? More
I
stick?
I gave you. I don't have stick. I have 35 years in this business. I've covered the NFL
right.
since 1987.
We all got credentials.
I'm not a Johnny come lately sitting on the couch.
Who is?
Thinking I'm a football expert.
Who
I've
is?
Been there. I've been to every freaking stadium in this country.
Yippee,
and I've covered the National Football League.
Give me
every
some analysis
freaking
then.
Day. I just
Give me,
did.
I'm
telling you.
I'm waiting.
Anybody could sit there and just pick the favorites and act like you're telling me something. Oh, Kansas City's great.
You
can't. Oh, Tom Brady's great.
You can't.
All you do is pick the hits, Chris. You
why
don't do
are you
nothing.
Why doing Super Bowl?
No, you don't do
if
anything.
If it's that easy,
I trounced you last year in NFL picks. I trashed you this
who
year.
Who trounced you in the playoffs?
Because I watched the game. I know the game.
No, you don't. You
I don't
clearly
just
don't.
Pick the favorites.
You go eat wings
that's what
and
you
hobnob and you don't watch nothing.
You pick the favorites every single week. It's such a tired old act, and everybody sees through it. That's why you keep getting your head handed to
you. Playoffs, you were horrible.
Week after week after
playoffs,
week.
You were horrible.
Because you don't know what's going on.
I got a regular
All you're doing
season championship.
Oh, yeah,
and
Kansas
I got a
City.
Super, 2 Super
Let me pick
Bowls
Kansas City.
You.
Let me pick Tom Brady.
Why didn't you
Anybody
do it?
Could
do you
want to
win or you
Anybody
just want to have a stick?
That. You don't need
you
to do that. You don't need to be
I
a reporter
a
to do that.
I don't care about winning.
All you gotta
just let
do
me
is
do a hot take.
Pick the obvious.
Let me ruffle some feathers. Let me raise some eyebrows. You know what?
So ridiculous. Always picking, always flip-flopping and picking the obvious.
Carolina's
That's who you
winning
are.
It this year.
That's all
That's
he
a
is.
Hot
oh,
take.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jacksonville.
Chris.
Remember
yeah,
that one?
You pick Tampa Bay. You picked Tom Brady the last
I'm
10 years.
I'm 2-0, baby.
You pick him every year.
I win.
How about the games during the week when
Do you
get
win?
Your head handed to you?
Do you win?
Oh, last year you picked Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh. You picked
you
Cleveland
picked
last year.
Chargers,
all those teams,
dude. Stop
because
it.
You like them. Oh no,
you
I grew up
Chargers.
In Pittsburgh. I grew up in Cleveland. You picked all those teams, and you know what? They crapped the bed on you. That's what they did.
You done? I asked for analysis, and I get shtick. That's what I get.
No, you got an ass
I get whooping
is what you got tonight.
Really? Really? I didn't get one iota of analysis. I've been covering this league for 35 years. So what? So what? Everybody at your age has experience. I got experience too. We all got experience. Not saying nothing new. Give me something. 877-99 on Fox. You can call in the trash talk. Call in now. You better line up because the phone lines light up and fill up quickly. It's a trash talking Tuesday, but we got a little something else coming up before that. Kevin Durant has Daniel House's back. We'll discuss that next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
On behalf of everybody behind the glass after that last segment on the iCouple, this goes out to Chris and Rob.
It is the Odd Couple on a trash talking Tuesday. Rob and I just had a whole trash talking segment. You'll get your turn in about 20 minutes. You need to call up now, reserve your spot, and come correct.
What did Alex say?
We brought you
say?
By Blue Emu it. Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast, and you won't stink. Farmers has recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. No stinging, no burning. Just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast, and you won't stink.
It's all Rob, right to disagree. We could disagree. I'm fine with it.
Yes. Who you got tonight in the Lakers-Nuggets game?
Nuggets.
Okay. Okay. Right now, what is it, Rob G? You know, I'm a little behind. What is it, 22-20? Nuggets up by two late in the first quarter. So, no blowout thus far.
I mean, if they yep. need a win. If you can't lay it out all on the table tonight and pull out a win, they almost had one in game two. They got beat by a great shot by AD, the Lakers
great
MVP.
Great
and
shot.
So they hopefully
since Monday.
Since they can hopefully win the game tonight.
All right. Kevin Durant, I don't know if you heard him, Rob, on the Joe Budden podcast. But remember Daniel House, the Houston Rockets? He was basically kicked out of the bubble for bringing a woman into his room.
She was an employee who was doing the tests or something.
One of the COVID testers.
Which is just a bad look for her as well.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know what I
mean? She'll never work in the NBA again, I'll tell you
that. No, she won't. But that's a bad look for her. Because it's unprofessional.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Forget about
absolutely.
All that. It's just unprofessional. And unless she's marrying a guy, it's a bad look for her.
No question. So here's Durant. He kind of understood where House was coming from. Here he is on Joe Budden.
What do you think about dudes trying to the COVID testing girl in the bubble?
Yo, you've been in a bubble away from some action for 3 months. I mean, can't blame them, dog.
Yeah.
I get it. That was the thing going in. Everybody was told. That was like the first thing people were talking about. Like, yo, so they can't have no like women friends coming?
Right.
Like, yeah.
No, I heard there was no females at all outside of that. It was like the maids all men. Like, everybody, it was just nothing but men around. So, after a couple months, you down 3-1? Nah.
You down 3-1?
He said, I don't give a no more, man.
Word. Yo, you know how I view the league today? Honestly, now that you said that, like, some of the grown players that have been around a little bit, I see them focused on maybe getting some when times get hard. The younger generation, I see them just locking in on the Fortnite.
Nah, bro. They still, man, at the end of the day, they want some action, too. But they are on the Fortnite as well.
All right, look, I clearly think Kevin Durant got caught up, you know, in the environment and all that. You know, look, I believe that Durant, if he were in the bubble, Rob, and he had a chance to win, he's doing what he needs to do to win. He's following the rules. I get it, it's tough. He's following the rules, though, and he's not going to let himself or his teammates down. And just to clarify, it wasn't 3-1. Lakers over Rockets when Daniel House went awry. It was 1-1. Look, I'm not saying Daniel House was the difference. They were getting spanked with or without Daniel House. But it was 1-1. So it wasn't 3-1. But I just think KD got caught up. What do you think on it?
I mean, it's easy to chuckle about it. You're not involved. And if it was somebody on your team and you were trying to win a championship and it cost you, I don't think you would be laughing about it or endorsing it. Everybody kind of knew. Some people bowed out, didn't want to be a part of it. And you're asking people to make some sort of commitment. And if people decided that they couldn't do it, I would respect it. But once you've signed on to it, you got to kind of follow suit. Otherwise, you wind up getting embarrassed. I mean, and that's really what happened. So I just think it was, you know, you're doing a podcast chuckling, ha, ha, ha. He was trying to do the COVID girl and he got busted. Wouldn't you, I need action too. So I just thought it fit with the dialogue and what they were doing and having fun. So
right.
I'm all good with it.
Yeah, he got caught up. I mean, you firmly believe he ain't doing that, you know, if they were in a bubble. I think, look, the bubble's been great, Rob. I mean, we know that. I mean, it's really no cases. The basketball's been tremendous. They've made their social statements, some real, you know, powerful moments actually. So the bubble's been great and we've gotten some upsets and you know, yeah, now, I mean, you got three teams that people didn't expect to be this far, you know, but the Lakers are the heavy favorites to close it out. But it's been great. But I also think, like Adam Silver said today, Rob, that they will most likely will not start the following season until 2021, sometime in January, it looks like. Remember, initially it was December 1st, games, you know, and then it was Christmas Day, and now it's January. And I think part of it, Rob, they're hoping that they can play in their regular stadiums or arenas with fans, you know, even if it's not full house, maybe you can, you know, do as some of the football stadiums are doing and you got some fans. But I think part of it is look, while the bubble's been great, they recognize how hard this is on everybody. You know?
Can't ask people to do it again. I think that it's a one-time gig and it's unfair. It's not only just the sex thing and not right. having female friends. Your family, you're away from your kids and your wife.
Remember the
it's
coaches
not fair
initially.
To them.
They right. changed it's, that quickly, but
it's not,
yeah, they
it's
had
not,
coach,
it's
yep.
not Right. It's not fair to them. And you can't ask them to do it again. So I think that they just hope that you push it back. And hopefully by then there's either some vaccine or just some way of combating this or fighting it. And yeah. eventually something's got to give, because the longer did you just see what happened with Sizzler? Sizzler just filed for bankruptcy. You know, like these restaurants and department stores, Chris, Century 21, did I mention that? The store in New York? You've heard of Century 21.
Yeah, I've been there. Actually, remember I told you?
Yeah, you did.
I got a $300 coat for $17.
At Century 21 is an unbelievable store.
It's great.
They're going out of business. So all I'm saying is, Chris, they can't, at some point, man, you can't, how long is this going to go in? It's going to be a year or a year and a half? You know, like.
Well, that's where I think, Rob, and we were going to talk about this. We didn't have time to get to it. The football, like, you know, one out of every three college games, football games, has been canceled, you know, postponed because of COVID. But I get them trying to fight through it, just like baseball did, you know, with the Marlins and some other teams, because they're saying, well, this might be the new normal, and particularly when we're dealing with younger, you know, athletes who are in great shape, you know, if there's no proof that there's going to be long-term problems, I think there's, like you said, I think it's getting to a place where, and eventually it might be here where it's just like, okay, we got to figure out the best way to do it. Cause you can't just let the economy tank and the way it is. I feel so bad, man. When I've been in the mall and seeing some of these stores just closing up. And I feel bad for the people, and
I get it. I mean, it's trying to mix between keeping people healthy. Remember, those stores and those restaurants aren't that important if people are dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
right.
So if you expose everybody to it and masses of people die because we wanted to keep them all open, do you know what I mean?
Right.
But you also have to try to keep the stores and the businesses and the government. Yep. Yeah, there's a It's a delicate thing. A delicate thing. Because have restaurants open and dead people.
All right. So we got Warren Moon, the Hall of Famer, coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the best to ever do it, friend of the show, too, Warren Moon. Warren, welcome to the iCouple, brother.
What's up?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
Doing
we
great.
Are
great.
How are you?
Man,
are great.
You got all these sports going on at one time. How do you guys have enough time in your show to handle it all? There's compelling stories and everything going on right now.
It is crazy. Absolutely. But we're trying to enjoy it, considering where we were a few months ago with nothing.
Man, we went from nothing to
to everything,
we
right?
We are full.
I mean, with the baseball playoffs about to start, so you
it's
got NFL, baseball playoffs, basketball finals. Yeah, it's crazy. But let's go to the NFL. Obviously, your specialty. We got
my specialty is the NBA. You know that.
You know, hey, Chris, I was going
to
say.
You guys are holding me from the game right now. I just want you to know that.
Hey, Warren, I remember when you used to do the TNT stuff at the NBA. I know. Chris, you remember that?
I did it while I was playing.
Let's start there then, Warren.
Yep.
Okay, the Lakers, I want your opinion. It seemed to be, I think they're the heavy favorite to win it all. Do you see any way, I mean, you know, barring something crazy, that they don't win this championship?
Well, they should win it, like you said. I think just the way they're playing right now, they're in a great sync as far as playing defense, and their two stars are stepping up and playing the way they're supposed to play in the big game. So you take that combination, and if their other guys are just hitting their open shots every once in a while, they should have no problems winning the whole thing.
Right. Speaking of not doing that great to start the season, though, on the flip side, Tom Brady down in Tampa Bay. Warren, everybody said, oh, Jameis Winston's turnover machine. Tom Brady has three picks, fumbled twice. He's looked okay, not great. What's your take on Tom Brady so far at 43 down in Tampa?
Well, it's going to take him a little time to really feel comfortable in that offense, and that offense is going to have to change a little bit for Tom because, as you know, Bruce Arians likes to push the ball down the field. And every quarterback that he's had, whether it's Carson Wentz, whether it's Roethlisberger, all those guys have thrown a lot of interceptions when they've been in that offense because that offense makes you throw the football down the field. And the longer the ball is in the air, more problems can happen, whether it's an overthrown ball, a tip ball. It could be a lot of different things. Just last week, you saw Mike Evans hook up when Tom thought he was going through. That was an interception. So those things are going to happen when the ball is in the air a lot longer. And Tom is used to throwing the ball anywhere from, you know, 0 to 10 yards down the field when he was with the Patriots all those years. And he's used to that. So they're going to have to come to some type of agreement. We'll take our shots down the field at times, but where Tom is most effective is in the short passing game.
Warren, you talked this summer about the arm strength of Breeze at 41, Brady at 43. What's it going to look like? And I have thought, from what I've seen the first two games, that Brady's been okay throwing it down the field. He's had a few dropped, you know, some in the end zone, but he's been okay throwing it down the field. Breeze, on the other hand, I think, you know, he's throwing it on average 4 or 5 yards per throw. Only 7 of his 68 passes have gone more than 10 yards. What do you see from these two guys in terms of arm strength?
You know, I'm worried more about later in the season. At the start of the season, I think everybody's arm is a little bit fresh and they can make the throws they need to make, except for when they have to go off script, you know, kind of make those throws where they're off platform. Neither one of those guys I've seen, when they have to reshuffle their feet and set again or not set their feet and just have to throw with all arm, the ball does not come out with a lot of velocity at all. They kind of have lost that. But later in the season, when your legs start to get a little bit more fatigued as you get older, that's where you get your drive into the football, is from your legs and your torso. And that's where it's going to be a concern, because that's where I started to feel it later in my career. When the legs start to go, the ball doesn't have that same velocity on it. I'd like to see how these two guys are going to be later in the season. And we saw Drew Brees a couple of years ago when his arm really started to sorry my expression peter out at the end of the season.
Yes.
And last year I think he was fresher because he missed 6 games and his arm was fresh when he came back. But this year it could be a little bit different, especially Tom Brady going down in that heat and humidity in Tampa. It'll wear your legs out even more as the season goes along.
Warren, what have you seen from Aaron Rodgers? Everybody basically buried him. He's on the demise, on the decline. The Packers have scored average 42.5 points. Yeah, back-to-back 40-point games, I think 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. How does he look to you?
Oh, he looks great. He looks like a guy that's rejuvenated. He looks like a guy with a chip on his shoulder. But if I'm the guys that are going to be the most upset, I'm those other receivers on the football team who everybody's been talking about. They should have drafted a receiver in the first round. They don't have enough weapons. They look like they have plenty of weapons right now on that football team. And those two young guys are playing very, very well. And Aaron's got a lot of faith in him right now, the way he's throwing the football to him. So you have a rejuvenated quarterback, a quarterback that's motivated, and you also maybe have the quarterback of the future sitting on the bench. So I think the Green Bay Packers are in good shape right now.
Warren Moon, Hall of Famer, joining the I Couple. Warren, one of the most surprising and disappointing starts has been Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. His coach, Doug Peterson, basically admitted he has regressed for whatever reason. What do you see with Wentz, and how concerned are you for him and his future?
I think he's trying to do too much, Chris. I think he's trying to make every throw. He's forcing throws in there that he shouldn't be forcing in. And I think he's looking at his football team that offensive line is depleted as far as injuries are concerned. They don't have the great running game. And he's a guy that's kind of taking it all on his shoulders and saying, I've got to do it all and get it all done or it's not going to get done. And at some point, he's going to have to sit back and rely on the rest of the football team to help him. His defense is going to have to step up and play better, and they're going to have to somehow try and find a running game to take a little bit of the pressure off of him, and I think play calling will help that as well. Doug Peterson's got to start calling more runs to get their quarterback out of making that he has to make all these throws down the field, and maybe throw some more high percentage passes, especially earlier in the game, to get him into a rhythm and get his confidence back.
All right, go ahead, Rob.
I want to ask one thing. We got less than a minute. Just what the debacle by the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, to see this team, Warren, they did it in the Super Bowl up 28-3. Yeah. They were up 20-0 in Dallas and blew that game. What do you make when this is the second time it's happened to Dan Quinn as a coach?
Yeah, I feel bad for Dan because I knew him here in Seattle for many years as a great defensive coordinator, and he's gone down to Atlanta and did well his first few years there, but just hasn't worked out these last few years since they were in the Super Bowl, and that was a total debacle as far as those players not knowing they could have jumped on that ball at any time, and it would have been their football as opposed to just letting it roll and let the Dallas Cowboys jump on it. So they blew that game. Dallas did not beat them. The Atlanta Falcons beat themselves.
All right, that's the great Warren Moon. We appreciate the knowledge, Warren. Thank you.
All right, guys, talk to you down the road.
Yep, see you. All right, Rob, this is what?
Trash Talking Tuesday. And you better come harder and stronger than I did at Chris Broussard moments ago. I
want
to hear it.
He didn't come strong.
No, I came strong.
But you come strong, 877-99 on Fox. Trash Talk is next. Chris and Rob, the iCup.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, let's get right to it. No time to waste. Trash Talking Tuesday is now.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's go. Let's start with Nick in South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Nick?
I am trashing Rob Parker. Not because you picked the Clippers, Rob, but because of all the analysts I watch, you hand out prisoner of the moment cards more than anyone else. And what do you proceed to do this NBA postseason? You become the biggest prisoner of the moment by calling Kawhi the best player in the game and Paul George, the most underappreciated star in the game. Why? Off 8 games in the playoffs where they beat a Dallas team without Kristaps Porzingis, an entire Nuggets team? You call Kawhi the best in the game based on his mid-range percentage in the first 7 games? Really, where was his one meaningful playoff game that he needed to have to become the best player in the world? And Paul George, underappreciated. The guy can't even average a consistent...
All right, we only got 40 seconds, Nick. Come on, make it
fast. Keep going, Nick. Great stuff.
If I hear you call Chris.
Oh, all right, Patrick in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple.
No
cutting off. Fox Sports Radio.
No, Nick,
that was way longer than 40 seconds. Come on,
rack them.
We don't have time. No, we don't have time for that.
Tony gives chapters out here.
Patrick in North Carolina. You're on
the
Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
That's against what the Odd Couple does.
Who you trashing?
Hey, Clippers and the Atlanta Falcons. You guys need to stop drinking the same water. First, the Clippers lose to a 3-1 lead against the Nuggets, making my man Rob look bad. And you, the Falcons, can't hold a big lead against the Cowboys. With the all-stars you have, your teams don't know how to close games. Maybe the Clippers can drop to the G League and win a championship. And as far as the Falcons go, you couldn't beat yourself if you played. I'm out.
All right, Patrick, thank you. Tony in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple
got
Fox Sports
seconds.
Radio.
That's the 40 new
rule. 40 seconds, buddy. Yep, that's it.
The man I'm trashing is the founder and CEO of Bandwagon Incorporated and Front Running Sports Athletics. He's the only man on TV and radio that's got to stand on phone books to look Sekou Smith in the eye. He's the only man that says he's been born in Iowa, Louisiana, and Jersey at the same time. When you see him on TV on a Zoom call, he's got awards in the back that says he's a double dutch champion and an Uno player of the year. But he is the father of two summa cum laude, a preacher and the founder of the King Movement. I'm trashing Chris Broussard. Stop it, Chris!
That's it? That's all you got?
Very nice, Tony. Great job.
I'm twice as tall as
Great job.
What's he talking about?
Chad in Texas. Why are you ripping on Sekou? Chad, you're the odd couple.
I'm just saying. I'm a half foot taller than Sekou.
Right. Chad, hey, who you trashing, hey, Chad? What's up?
Happy Tuesday. Great show as always. You know, I'm trashing one of y'all's colleagues, Colin Calhoun, two reasons why. That guy can't get anything right, not even if he's forecasting Canada weather in the winter. That guy picked the Clippers. He said the Clippers are going to win the championship. That's different than saying, I'm going to take my chances on the Clippers. I'll go with the Clippers. He's on record saying it multiple times that they're going to win the championship. And they got knocked out just like y'all are knocking them out every night. And the second reason, he said that Dak Prescott would be a backup in the NFL as a tight end. The guy was rookie of the year, his first year. Colin Cowherd. That's who's getting trashed tonight on the Odd Couple, the best show on Fox Sports Radio. Two-game.
That was well put together, yeah.
Wow. Joseph in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Joseph?
I'm trashing Ryan Grigson, the former general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. This man ruined the careers of two great stars, Trent Richardson and Andrew Luck. He had no offensive line for them. He's a joke. He should never work in the NFL again. And he's pure trash. And Rob Parker, Clay Travis is right about the Big Ten football.
All right, call Clay Travis. Leo in New York, we'll squeeze him in. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Leo?
Well, I'm trashing Rob Parker, prisoner of a moment. The McCourt, most inconsistent brother of all time.
Now, Leo, I put you on. I squeezed you in.
That's what I did. Go ahead, Leo. Well, you got twice. We got the band, Rob, from Trash Talking Tuesday. Go ahead, Leo. Have your fun.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about, Kawhi is the best player of the world. Paul George was the most unappreciated player of the NBA. But meanwhile, he was talking about, can we count on Rondo to average 21 points, plus minus 21, and all that stuff. But then when it comes to the Clippers, now he's not a prisoner of a moment. Now he was supposed to be affected. Now they just choked. And they won't choke out of, more than once out of 10 games. Come on, Rob.
There you go. We got one more, Rob?
No, that's it.
All right, that's it. You all right, man?
I'm fine.
They were coming after you.
That's all right.
Rob Parker.
We'll just remember those guys. Hey, Alex, when you see certain calls on
yeah,
you know,
tell me, Rob.
They were
as
great.
As we go forward.
I got
guys
you.
Guys were great.
You already
they
know.
They were great. And let them go. Why are you cutting dudes off,
nah,
man? You
he
know
was
that
going
ain't
too
how
long.
We do it?
He was good. Nah, that
he
was too
out,
long.
He was just giving great facts. I
nah,
thought
he,
was
he wasn't. I think that he's just a Chris Broussard plant.
No,
and,
man, yeah,
and that
right.
Guy,
like,
yes,
Tony's
he is.
Not.
Nope, Tony's
you gave
not.
Tony
Tony's
false
objective.
Information too.
Nope, Tony.
You
is
know
what
Sekou,
you call
and Sekou's our boy, but you know
Tony is Tony.
Sekou
is,
comes up to my navel
as legend. Does he really?
No, he's but Sekou's about 5'6", 5'7".
Seven, yeah, he's not a tall guy. That's funny.
He's like Rob G. Stocky. Well, he lost a lot of weight.
Sekou looks great.
He does. He really does. Impressive. He really dropped the pounds. All right. Well, Rob, look, you Denver 45, LA 32. You worried, Rob G?
No, you can't bet. They're fighting for their lives, man. They'll
but Rob
win
G's worried.
No. The only thing I'm worried about is when Chris and Rob are going to pay up on those wing bets that they lost about the Clippers. You got what just some of the most welchingest bettors in the history of sports.
What was your exact bet? Rob Parker.
Who's gonna win Lakers Clippers? And then it was.
But they didn't play though.
Well, then you lost automatically then.
No,
they couldn't get there.
They didn't play. Rob G. They didn't play.
They didn't play.
That was the bet. The bet wasn't who's gonna win the championship.
What are you talking about? Odd couple.
Keep it locked.